WJT and 4ZLK. Okay.
Big man, K and 4, VWA.
I'm well, hope you are. And 4ZLK.
I've said it once or twice before, but all children under 7 are petri dishes. My 3-year-old grandson gave me this nasty cold, and I'm at 3 weeks now, and I've gotten rid of everything except the cough. And the cough just keeps on hanging on. Man.
Ask over this speaker.
Oh, you need to be on the Tonight Show.
No, thank you. Funny story, my dad was on that one time back in the 80s. I won't get into it, but he was there, and probably wasn't the success that he thought it was going to be.
As a spectator or as a guest?
Apparently.
Oh. Well, we got a celebrity on the air again. Well, that... Okay. Well... Was something good, or was he the only guy in the United States to be convicted of 16 crimes all at the same time?
You know, people who they're really committed to something and they think it's a lot better than everybody else does, and I don't know. I hate to say it, but it's fine. He did his one stint, got flown out there and everything, but I don't even know. I guess he had a video of it. I don't even know, or videotape of it, a cassette recording or whatever, but I've never seen it. I know he went. But anyway, that's all I know.
Well, is your dad still with us?
Way in 2005.
Hear that. My dad went in 2015, and I miss him. I miss him. My mom's gone, too, and I miss her, but I tell you what. Every day, you know, I worked out on the road kind of like you do, and at one point I got to where I called her Weather Ma, because she would call me, tell me what the weather was going to be, make sure you got a rain fly for today, it's going to be bad, oh my goodness. At the time, you know, I listened, but now I miss it.
Oh yeah, I understand that. My mother's still here, she's 84. She lives down there in Powder, or Piedmont area, or no, Easley, sorry, Easley, Powdersville area. And she lets me know what the temperature is on her deck pretty regularly. So we keep in touch. Probably not as much as I should, but I try to.
A good bit older than you. My mom made it to 81, and I tell you what, just cherish that time with them, Bubba. You never get it back once they're gone. I miss her.
And am I making her feet all right? I'm going under a bridge.
It's solid. Sound good. Good audio. Good signal.
The high, just to make sure. My mother's, her grandparents and her parents, they all lived, well, her mother lived into her mid-80s. But her grandparents and her dad, grandparents were over 100, and her dad was 94 when he passed away. And she's in very good health. I mean, she's got a few things which she would expect, but she's in very good health and doesn't seem to be 84.
It's all of my family. My genes say that I'm going to make it to about 81. And I tell you what, between the creeping crud, the jungle rot, and the grandkids, I hope I make it that far.
Just keep moving. I'm sure you do. You don't seem like one that sits around.
No grass grows. That's a fact. Yeah. Matter of fact, my wife, she tells me, you can't sit still. You got to be out moving and doing. Itchy feet. I said, well, yeah, that's better than letting the moss grow.
Are you still feeling down? I know you're going to keep blaming it on that grandchild, but there's a lot of stuff going around. You may have gotten it from somewhere else.
I know for a fact it came from him. So anyhow, he's a good kid. He'll be 4 in September. And this year, since he was sort of old enough, I put up a really, really nice remote control train set with some buildings under my Christmas tree. Oh my God, I had to put it back up as soon as the Christmas tree came down, because that youngin', every time he comes to spend the night, pop up, let's run the train. Let's run the train, pop up. And he's learned how to do it. And, well, he's just a hoot.
Watch them enjoy things like that. You need to set it up down there in your shop, up on a, and run it around the edge of your shop or the top of your shop or something, and have a couple of ramps where it comes down and some tunnels. Make it permanent in there.
Big layout with two different tracks on it, a couple of different trains, and I'm fixing to add a third. So as soon as he gets a little more age on him, I'm probably going to take him down there and let him run that some. He's going to be something else. Kid's smart too. He already, this particular train has a remote control with a whistle and the conductor and the bell and all that kind of stuff. And man, he knows where all the buttons are, how to make it go fast, how to slow it down. He knows how to make sure it doesn't derail in a curve going too fast. He's a smart kid. Matter of fact, I got to kind of watch him around the house because he can sneak into some cabinets now.
Well, I think we forget how bright they are. Very inquisitive and very capable. And unfortunately, I think a lot of kids don't get challenged enough anymore. And then it hinders them later on. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
I always cook breakfast, and his thing is either scrambled eggs or pancakes. As long as I fix him some scrambled eggs or some pancakes, he's a happy camper. But the last three or four times he stayed with us, my wife is vertically challenged. She's not the 5'1". So we have this little step ladder. It's not but two steps, so that she can reach up into the top of the cabinet since we have 9-foot ceilings. Well, this little munchkin has decided that he's going to help Pop-Pop cook breakfast. And he drags that little step stool over, stands just off to my left next to the oven or the stove, and he breaks the eggs. He'll peel the bacon off and hand it to me and put it in the pan. Pop, pop, gotta fry. He's just a hoot.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. They are quite capable of, you know, obviously supervised, but they're quite capable of doing more things like that. And I remember cooking eggs when I was, before I started school, on a step stool like that. Of course, my mother was always there watching, but breaking them and flipping them and all that. So I don't know that I controlled the heat, but I knew what heat was, and I knew not to touch it.
Let me tell you what. You know, I let him pass his hand about a foot over the burner, and I showed him that, now that's hot, and that'll burn you. And, you know, you got to watch a pan. I've taught him all about it. So I really, unless he just makes a mistake, I don't think I have to worry about that. And he'll stand there and say, pop, pop, pan hot now. Pan's hot. Careful.
So, you know, in a couple of years, when you start forgetting things like that, he can remind you.
All I need is Sue telling me and him telling me.
Well, I wish you well. I hope you feel better, Steve. I know it's tough fighting that kind of stuff. And you know, with all this lack of rain we've had recently, the pollen is really bad, too, and I don't think that's really helping anybody. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far. Good to hear you this morning. I hope you have a good day. And try not to work too hard today, Steve. KN4VWA, S4ZLK.
Again, I'm actually going to try to behave myself today. I'm going to try not to get caught, but I'm going to try not to get into too much mischief. And, anyhow, I got to make sure I keep an eye on Sue, because she'll fall over in her tracks if I can manage that. So, you have a good day. Be careful out there. Make sure you know you got a bullseye on you on that truck, Bubba. So be careful. 73 is KN4VWA clear.